Here on RNIB Connect Radio, it's time once again for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
There has certainly been a lot in the news recently around hepatitis in young children. Elizabeth, am I right in thinking that hepatitis is a disease of the liver?
Yeah, quite right, Toby. First of all, I think we should consider just how important the liver is in the body. It's the second largest organ, and we need to fight infections, illness. When you drink alcohol, which of course is a toxin, we need it to break down the alcohol to eliminate it safely from the body. It controls cholesterol, helps blood to clot, and releases bile. That's the liquid that breaks down fats and aids digestion.
So what are the main symptoms of liver disease then?
The most common one, apart from feeling very tired, is jaundice. Now, that's where the skin and the whites of the eyes take on a yellow colour, and you can feel sick and vomit. Hepatitis is inflammation of the liver. And during March this year, an unusual number of young children were presenting with abnormal liver function tests. Now, these tests check for certain substances, and if they're higher than normal amounts, then that can indicate liver disease. One recent theory is that young children may now be encountering infections where they have little immunity, and that's because of the restrictions in the last 2 years.
Ah, so COVID is possibly maybe too, a bit responsible to it all as well. Elizabeth, there also has been some nasty stomach bugs going around at the moment.
Yes, I'm finding I'm being asked about this, and it seems to involve an extreme form of vomiting and diarrhoea. People have to stay at home. Going out is not an option. Rehydration is the key, drinking lots of fluids. Rehydration sachets are useful since they work by osmosis. Now, that's getting fluids back into the body. But you need to take small sips if you feel sick. You carry on feeding babies normally, but maybe smaller feeds and more often. And young children or bottle-fed babies, give them sips of water in between meals. If you feel the need of a painkiller, then paracetamol is the medicine of choice.
So, Elizabeth, what are the best ways of avoiding these nasty stomach bugs and things?
It's the same as we've been hearing during the pandemic, Toby. Hygiene measures, washing hands thoroughly, particularly after using the bathroom or before preparing food. It's interesting that during the lockdowns, the number of infections such as coughs and colds dramatically reduced. With restrictions regarding social distance, as well as mask wearing and using alcoholic gels, I think one of the possible problems as we move through summer into autumn and winter is that we're going to encounter some types of infections that we would normally have immunity towards. Hopefully, with vaccinations and people using more care when mixing, we get through 2022 without too much illness.
Well, I hope so too. And as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in touch and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.